The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim, up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Tonight, boys' sub-district play continues with the semifinals of the C-110 tournament at Kearney High. Game 1 features the top-seed Gibbon Buffaloes battling the Broken Bow Indians. Game 2 will have the Kearney Catholic Stars tangling with the Minden Whippets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Up the floor, Milks. Milks just about got his pocket picked by Williams. Finds Stroll in the left-hand corner. Back to Reinertsen on the left elbow. He's double. Jump pass back out top. Milks. Milks for three. It's good. Assist Reinertsen. Milks hits the three.
Gibbon looks to advance to their second straight state tournament, but must avenge last month's loss to Broken Bow. Kearney Catholic also looking for a return trip to Lincoln, and their journey begins with Minden. It's the C-110 sub-district coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Dudelot from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School. It's time for continuing coverage of the boys' C-110 sub-district basketball tournament with our first semifinal between the top seed Gibbon Buffaloes and the number four seed, the Indians of Broken Bow. But don't put the seeds into context just yet, because Broken Bow does own a 61-53 win over Gibbon at their place last month. Just a little over 5 weeks ago, they were able to pull off that win. Broken Bow, five deep. Only their starters scored last night against Centura, a team that when they are a little hotter from the outside could put the points up. These teams mirror each other as far as what they like to do offensively. Defensively is a different situation. The first meeting between the teams, they were able to hold Riley Reinertsen down, got him into some early foul trouble, and were able to shoot well from the outside, hitting about 8 3-pointers in that victory, while Gibbon was 3 for 23 from the outside. And anytime they shoot like that, they find themselves in a little bit of trouble. Gibbon also was beaten in their last game against D1 state-rated Overton in a very good 73-69 game last Friday night to wrap up the regular season. For Broken Bow, they have been up and down. They had that four-game winning streak, which Gibbon was the last game there. They beat Holdridge and Gibbon on back-to-back nights and then went on to lose five of their next six games, including Centura, who they avenged that loss to last night, 47-40. But for Broken Bow, they've only been to the state tournament once since 1988. That was in 1999. The Gibbon Buffaloes know how that feel. They were finally able to break a long, long state tournament drought when they made it last year, coming out of this tough district with a big win against Kearney Catholic and then beating O'Neill in the district final and advancing on to the state tournament for the first time since 1981, where they dropped a close one to Kimball. The winner tonight will advance to Thursday's 7 o'clock game against either Kearney Catholic or Minden. On the other side of this bracket tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing St. Paul, and Wood River is taking on Adams Central. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back with the starting lineups and more after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got other basketball action going on tonight on the Breeze 94.5. The C28's going on at Minden, where Donovan Trumbull's getting ready to play Blue Hill, followed by St. Cecilia taking on the defending state champion from Southern Valley. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it's the D19 going on at Kearney Catholic. Elm Creek getting ready to tip it off against Wilcox Hildreth, followed by Overton taking on Amherst. Tonight, here though on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, as all of those radio games are also on PlatteRiverPreps.com, it's the C-110 semifinals. Kearney Catholic and Minden will be our second game. Up first though, it's the Gibbon Buffaloes taking on the Broken Bow Indians for a right to advance on. No wild cards coming out of this sub-district, so it's win or advance. We will take a look now at the starting lineup, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. So now they are going to do the national anthem, so we will take a break, then come back and take a look at those starting lineups.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Now here are your starting lineups for tonight's first semifinal. For Broken Bow, number 10, 6-foot senior Marcus Miller. Number 24, a 5'8 junior Josh Jacobson. Number 40 is a 6-foot junior. That is Austin Reynolds. Number 42 is a 5'11 senior Grayson Minnick. And number 44, 6'2 senior Jordan Lemberg, who last night had 20 points and 14 rebounds. The head coach of the Broken Bow Indians is Ryan Latovic, assisted by Nate Olson and Brad White. The Indians are 10-11 on the season. Now for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6-foot senior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, a 6-foot 3-inch senior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 5 is a 6-foot 2 junior, Gareth Stroh. Number 21, 6-foot senior, Dakota Kenton. And number 23, 6-foot senior, Jared Dorzinski. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by Travis Frew, Jordan Reinertsen, Jackson Kenton, Steve Yockey, and Jordan Nelson. Gibbon is 16-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Your banking can be simple when you take it to 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back to tip it off between the Buffaloes and Indians after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Park.
For their producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Heinrichs, Wells, and Wells are our officials. The ball is in the air. And Gibbon, in their home white and blue trim, will control and get it right to Riley Reinertsen. Broken Bow in the traveling red with white trim. Top of the circle with it, Dakota Kenton. Once again, Broken Bow comes out in a man-to-man. They'll post up Reinertsen. And they'll drop down a double team on him. He'll spin left, then right, hit the side of the board, actually, on the way up. And Jordan Lemberg will come down with the rebound. Lemberg a little more height than what Gibbon will have down on the post. Gibbon comes out on that extended 1-3-1, trying to shut down the threes that they made on him the first time. Marcus Miller, who was very quiet last night, will take the basketball, rotate it around the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark to start the game. Rebound brought down by Jared Dorzynski off the Reynolds missed. And into the front court. Dorzynski wide open. His man got lost. Now they give it to Reinertsen for three. Rattles around, in and out, and won't go. Rebound brought down by Grayson Minnick. Rim seemed a little tight last night, too, and Minnick's going to go coast-to-coast. Scoop shot no good. Offensive rebound, Lemberg. It's up no good. Ball is slapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Gibbon. Took Broken Bow a little while to get on track last night. The first 6 points were scored by Grayson Minnick. And then after that, they finally got the big fella involved. He had 10 in the third. Reinertsen will bring the ball up the floor, swing it around the left side. Kenton to Dorzynski, off the pick to Milks. Left-hand jumper from 17 is good. Ryan Milks has the first bucket of the basketball game, and give it on top, 2-0. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. With the basketball, the Indians work it to the right side to Minnick. Back up top, Miller. Over to Minnick. I think maybe already the pace of play shows that Broken Bow has some talent over here. Last night it was so slow with Centura as the ball is poked away and Milks will come up with a loose basketball. Stroh fires it into the front court to Reinertsen. He's out of the 28-foot line trying to work one-on-one. Pulls up for three, lets it go. It's short off the front of the rim. It's run down into the corner there by Dakota Kenton. Second chance opportunity. Stroh free throw line jumper in. Garrett Stroh hit the front iron, but it bounced in. And it's 4-0 given out on top. Looking for some confidence, take away the heart of Broken Bow here and any upset dreams they may have. Minnick up top to Miller, swings it over to the left wing to Josh Jacobson. Back to Miller, shuffle of the feet, drives to the right baseline, tough fadeaway jumper, too strong, and Ryan Milks will grab the rebound. Milks over to Stroh, left wing. Gareth continues to drive to Dorzynski in the corner, and he walked with the basketball on the little foot shuffle. First turnover for Gibbon, who does a very good job taking care of the basketball. One of those teams that just does not turn the ball over single digits, usually every contest. If it gets more than that, that's where they get in trouble. 4-0 Gibbon, 2.5 minutes into the game. Miller brings it across the timeline to Minnick. Swing it over to Jacobson. Pass knocked out of bounds by Milks. And so Broken Bow in front of their own fans will toss it in. Throw it out towards midcourt to Miller. Bounce pass through that double team. Attacking now will be Reynolds. He gets trapped, kicks it back out. Tough three for Miller. It's off the heel, no good. Long rebound, run down by Lemberg. That's his third. Second chance here for Broken Bow, and Dorzynski will deflect the pass out of bounds. Probably a good thing he did because Reynolds had got open on the backside. Here comes Josie Evans in for the Indians, and Jacobson will get a breather here with 5:14 to go first quarter. Broken Bow still looking for their first points. Minnick with it. Right wing, trying to stay out of that trap is Morse to the work. Now Minnick gets it back for the three. It's on the way. It's no good. 0-3 early on. Reinertsen will come up with a loose ball. Riley will bring the ball up himself, trying to work it in the open court to Stroh. Seven-footer good. On the post, Lemberg is going to be able to probably control Reinertsen. You can already tell they're bringing Riley out. And if they can get him isolated like they've done the last two times, one-on-one, Lemberg's not going to be able to keep up with Reinertsen. First time he drove, second time he pulled up for three, which he missed. That time he drove and kicked it to a wide-open Garrett Stroh. So you can already tell a little change in philosophy for Coach Paul Reinertsen and the Buffaloes, who are up 6-0, just like Broken Bow was on Centura last night. Here's Miller, free throw line way off the mark. They're rushing any open shot. Rebound brought down by Milks. Up to Reinertsen, doesn't have numbers, doesn't need it. They're on his hip. Shot blocked, I guess, by Lemberg. As Jordan got a hand on that, then tried to lob it inside. It's deflected away, and Gibbon will turn it over. Second turnover here for the Buffaloes. And up the floor come the Indians. With it is Evans. Back to Grayson Minnick at the top of the key. He's at the right elbow now. Kicks it over to Evans. Fakes the three. Comes in. Leaner, and a blocking foul going to be called here on Gibbon. Foul will go against Dakota Kenton. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And it will result in free throws that the Indians hope will get them on the board. Trailing 6-0, and we're midway through the first quarter. And the free throw is good. Broken Bow was horrendous from the free throw line last night. Most of the damage was in the fourth quarter. They were 7 of 19. It kept Centura in the game. Second free throw, no good. And Reinertsen brings down the rebound. 6 boards to 4 in favor of Gibbon here in the early going. And Broken Bow's missed more shots, so Gibbon has had more rebounds. Posting up Stroh, left block, lowers his shoulder, leans in and scores. 6 points now for Garrett Stroh. 8-1. Gibbon on top, but a timeout will be taken here by Broken Bow. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter of play, and your score is Gibbon 8, Broken Bow 1. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Mitch Stein here at Kearney High and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school action throughout the season. We're here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, and Gibbon has jumped out to an 8-1 lead, forcing Broken Bow into the timeout. Broken Bow with the basketball, still looking for their first field goal against this 1-3-1 zone. They're 0 of 3 from three-point land. Out top, Evans trying to spread the floor here. Gibbon will bring that press all the way out to midcourt. Gives it off to Jacobson, who re-entered during the timeout. Nothing inside right now. Lemberg hasn't even really touched the basketball in on the post. High post they go. Kick it in the corner. Minnick for the three. Good. Three-point bucket for Minnick. And that's the first field goal of the game for Broken Bow. Cuts it to 8-4. Three, Reinertsen answers deep from the right wing. So the teams exchange three-point buckets, and that'll make it 11-4. 7-point lead gained again here by Gibbon. Minnick drives the right corner. Jump stop underneath. Got by the defender. Lays it up and in. Back-to-back buckets by Minnick. And we've got the pace of the game now picked up after those scores. Dorzinski up the floor. Broken Bow keeps reaching inside. Couldn't quite get the steal. Reinertsen for another three. Bingo. Riley Reinertsen back-to-back threes. And if he heats up, Broken Bow will not have a chance tonight. And it's 14-6. Gibbon leads it by 8. But after a slow start, the last 4 possessions, points. Josie Evans dribbles in, attacks that zone, and gets tripped up as he goes to the hole. And a foul called. Going to go on Ryan Milks. That'll be his first. Second on Gibbon. And at the line, Josie Evans, who is 1 of 2, has the only free throw attempt so far here in the game. Evans puts the first one up, and it is no good. Checking in again will be Marcus Miller. Broken Bow has got to stroke the free throws. T.J. Rivera now going to counter here, the freshman for Gibbon. So TJ will check into the ball game. The freshman is a 3-point threat, pretty quick. Usually a pretty good defensive player. And the free throw is good. Josie Evans hits 1 of 2 for the second time, and it's 14-7, given with the 7-point lead. And Rivera will bring it into the front court. Swing it over to Reinertsen. Back between the circles they'll go. Dakota Kenton, Rivera, weak side Reinertsen. Lemberg out there, deep three again. 3 for 3! Riley Reinertsen missed a couple early. Now has hit his last three. And it's 17-7. Buffaloes up by 10 with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Rotated Minnick. He's got an open three. And that won't go. Offensive rebound. Lemberg trying to find some room underneath. He's bounced around. Throws it back out front. Over to Minnick on the right wing. Back to Evans. Looked inside, but nothing there. Miller back to Minnick. Now they finally got it to Lemberg, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on Gibbon. And this is going to go on Dakota Kenton. That'll be his second. And coming in for him will be Brian Zimmer with a minute 34 to go here in the first quarter of play. Broken bow ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack the right side of the lane. Minnick to throw it in. Lobs it way out top to Miller. Swings it to Evans. Right corner they'll go to Jacobson. Dribbles into the zone. Kicks it back out. Now Miller drives and tries to kick it back out to Minnick. No shot that time to Evans. Evans to the free throw line. Schoolyard shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen outlet pass. Rivera. Rivera comes to the baseline. A reach in foul. Going to be called on Josie Evans. That'll be the first foul of the game on Broken Bow. 17-7 Buffaloes. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. C-110 Boys Sub-District Semifinal. And given ball underneath, they go backdoor. Reinertsen got there. He'll lay it up and in. 11 in the first quarter for Riley Reinertsen, his first two-point bucket. And it's 19-7 Gibbon. Broken Bow hustles it up. Minnick inside. He'll find the seam and lay it up and in. Minnick has 7 of the 9 points here for Broken Bow. 54 seconds to go here in the quarter. As Strome will dribble it across with a left hand. Brings it to the left wing and hands it off to Dorzinski. Back to Rivera. Reinertsen by himself on the right wing. Tries to get it underneath to Dorzinski. Makes a good catch and then Miller fouled him. Marcus Miller with his first personal foul. And Gibbon again will take it underneath. So some good screens being set. Some players getting open here the last three times down the floor underneath. And Stroh to throw it in. He'll come to his release way out on the right side of the key. Reinertsen gets the ball screen. Switch on the double team. Reinertsen swings it back over to Dorzinski. Into the paint. Fires it underneath. Gets it to the big fella Zimmer, who's fouled on the way up. Shot won't go, but two free throws. And the foul, again, will be on Josie Evans, his second. And at the line will be the junior, Brian Zimmer. Zimmer getting some playing time after Kenton picked up two fouls. And the first free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Zimmer now gets ready for his second free throw as Reynolds returns to the lineup here for Broken Bow. Evans with those two fouls will check out. And the second free throw, Zimmer got it. So Brian Zimmer gets the point. Rivera checks out. And Milks is back in here with 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. 29 Gibbon. And Broken Bow has possession of the ball. Miller will bring it up on the right side. Fire it to the right elbow. Good pass down to the corner. Minnick then Lemberg got open. And he traveled the basketball. He couldn't believe how wide open he was. Second Broken Bow turnover. That's the first time Lemberg hasn't been just trapped down there in the paint. And now Gibbon will have it with a chance to play for the last shot. Stroh will trot it across the timeline with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Just dribbling out some time. Over to Reinertsen on the right wing. Riley up top, Milks. Back to Reinertsen. 8 seconds. Pick and roll to Zimmer. Nice move underneath. He'll score. Still a couple of seconds here for Broken Bow. From half court, they'll let it fly. Minnick gets off the mark, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Gibbon 22 and Broken Bow 9 here at the C-110 Boys Sub-District Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 from Kearney High School. It is the semifinals of the C-110 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament, and Gibbon has a 22-9 lead at the end of the first quarter of play over the Broken Bow Indians. And Broken Bow will get it to start the second quarter of play, needing to find something good. They were 1 of 5 from three-point land, 3 of 5 for Gibbon, all made by Riley Reinertsen, who has 11, 6 for Garrett Strobe. 7 of the 9 for Broken Bow have come from Grayson Minnick. Over to Jacobson, ball fake, bounce pass, faked it down low, kicks it back out top to Miller. Over to Minnick, kind of packing that zone in a little bit more here. Still a 1-3-1, though. As Lemberg's at the high post, he's frustrated. He can't get a touch of the basketball no matter where he goes. Popping out Reynolds. He'll take the jumper from 11. It's off the mark, no good. Reinertsen tips the rebound to himself. Reinertsen, great bounce pass up ahead to Dorzinski, who tripped because he dribbled the ball in between his ankles, and it tore him up. Third turnover for Gibbon. Broken Bow also had two in the first quarter. Rebounds, 5 for the Indians, 7 for the Buffaloes. In C2-8 action over at Minden, they're at the end of the first quarter, and it's Blue Hill 14, Donovan Trumbull 13. So Blue Hill comes to play tonight as Reynolds at the other end runs into the elbow of Milks, but still lays it up and in. That's a pretty good elbow that he took. Milks was standing still. He just happened to pivot his head right into his elbow, but he appears to be okay. And at the other end now, a reach-in foul going to be called on Josh Jacobson as Stroh posted up on the block right side. That'll be the fourth team foul here on Broken Bow. Don't forget the Blue Hill Donovan Trumbull games on the Breeze 94.5. Right now it is Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll have an update on that momentarily. Milks down to Stroh again. Block right side. Little left-handed floater. Good. 8 points now for Garrett Stroh, and Gibbon shooting way better here in this game, at least early on, than they did up at Broken Bow last month. Ball on the left wing will be kicked, and into the backcourt it goes. And Joe Wells showing some speed down there, tracking it down all the way at the far baseline. Hopefully he's not winded as his two refereeing partners laughing. And so Wells now tosses the ball across the side, and we're ready to go. Broken Bow with the basketball. Right elbow with it. Miller tries to force it into Lemberg. Too many wide hands. The ball's knocked away. Fight for it, and Zimmer finally comes away with the basketball. Kenton has stayed on the bench with those two fouls, and Zimmer, who has played well in his absence, is in. Now a 20-footer, a 19-footer is up and in for Riley Reinertsen. It's a two-point bucket. He's got 13 already. And we're only 10 minutes into the game, and a timeout will be called here by Broken Bow. It's a full-length timeout with 5:55 to go in the first half of play. Gibbon is stroking it well. It's Buffalo's 26, Broken Bow 11. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High. Broken Bow ball out of the timeout, trailing by 15 now against Gibbon. They get it down to Lemberg off the screen. There's a 5-foot turnaround jumper up and in. And Jordan will have his first bucket of the basketball game after scoring 20 last night. Now, a lot of those did occur in the second half. He had 16 of his 20 in the second half last night against Centura. 16 of his team's 26. Fadeaway three. Reinertsen buries it. Nothing you can do about that. There's just nothing you can do to defend what Riley Reinertsen has just done out there. He's hit his fourth three. He's got 16. And it's 29-13. And the Gibbon fans starting to fire it up over here. Minnick, right wing to Miller. He's got a seam. Free throw line jumper. It is flat. The rebound brought down by Zimmer. We noticed that a lot last night. There's another three Reinerts in. That time he missed it. He was in the zone. Thought, I'm going to try one more. And the rebound brought down by Grayson Minnick. But we noticed a lot of the broken bow shots last night from right around that free throw line. And even their free throws, really line drives, didn't have a lot of arch on them. And we saw another one that last time as the ball's kicked. Dorzinski and Corbin Hines back in for Gibbon. For broken bow, Noah Gary is going to slide in. Reinertsen, Strode, Dorzinski, Milks, and Hines on the floor right now for the Gibbon Buffalo. And for Broken Bow, they will have Gary, Minnick, Jacobson, Lemberg, and then Marcus Miller at the point. Broken Bow ball down 29-13. Minnick off the screen for the three. It hits the rim, then goes over the backboard, and Broken Bow is now 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. The Indians come in at 10-11, while Gibbon is 16-7 on the year. A lot of the state basketball shirts from last year being donned tonight by the Gibbon fans. As they post up Reinertsen on the block right side, backs his way in, uses his other foot, pivots to the right, baseline no good. Reinertsen pokes the ball out there into the hands of Garrett Stroh, gets it back inside and is fouled. Broken Bow wanted it over the back on Reinertsen. They might have been right that time. There was some contact down low, but Gibbon gets that one. And at the line will be Riley Reinertsen. He'll shoot two. His first free throw is good. Reinertsen, who's about an 88% career free throw shooter, injured with his back earlier this year, knocked him down to about 80%. Second free throw, good rotation, and nothing but ball through net. 7 in the quarter, 18 in the game, and it's 31-13. Gibbon looking good here in the first half. Broken Bow having trouble scoring as Lemberg comes outside the arc. One dribble to the right elbow. Nothing there for Jacobson. Kick it out. Miller. He'll finally fire a three and hit it. Marcus Miller with his first field goal in the last two nights. And they're going to need him if they want to come back in this ball game. Down by as many as 18 before that three-pointer. 31-16 given. 3:40 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Score updates and more, so keep it right here. Rotate it over to the right side into the hands of Hines. Now off a backdoor cut, Hines from Stroh, covered by Minnick, has to kick it back out. Stroh will dribble it out, and they'll reset. Over to Hines, and a timeout going to be called here by Coach Paul Reinertsen. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. It's 31-16 Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Broken Bow, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's sub-district time tonight and Thursday. We'll talk more about the A and B districts, which came out today, featuring Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the area squads. As Reinertsen fakes the three, defender flies by him, gets it down to the post to Stroh, left side, turn around from six, off the window and in. 10 for Garrett Stroh. They have 28 of the team's 33 points, Reinertsen and Stroh, and the lead now 17. Doing real well, getting some plays off the inbounds. Now the ball stolen away. Reinertsen up ahead, Dorzinski around the defender and scoring. First bucket of the game for Jared Dorzinski. It is a 19-point lead at 35-16. Into the front court for the Indians will be Miller. Gives it off to Minnick. Rotate it back to the left wing to Jacobson. Up to Miller. They just have totally shut down the inside game. Finally, they get the trailer. Reynolds, and he'll get a six-foot leaner and score. Second bucket for Reynolds. They ran Lemberg through and then put Reynolds right behind him, and Lemberg had drawn the double team, leaving Reynolds alone. Here's Reinertsen going in the air, trying to get the foul. Contact, no foul. Ball is short, and the rebound brought down by Grayson Minnick, and Paul Reinertsen's got to say, what are you looking at? Trying to get the call. Riley's really good at that. When the defender is right up on him, he gives him a ball fake, and they usually fall for it. Now Riley is going to check out and catch a breather. Rivera will check in. 35-18, the lead for the given Buffaloes. Broken Bow with it on the right wing, down to Reynolds. An offensive foul going to be called here on Lemberg. He was setting an illegal screen so that Reynolds could get the ball standing right in front of him. Good idea, unless they catch you. And for Jordan, that'll be his first team foul. That is the sixth team foul called on Broken Bow. The first three were on Gibbon. They haven't fouled yet this quarter. And across the timeline with it is T.J. Rivera. He'll hand it off to Milks. Over to Dorzinski to Stroh. Reinertsen not in there to go through this time. Back over to Dorzinski on the right wing. Over on the left wing, they move it around. And the jumper is on the way. It is no good for three. And the rebound brought down by the Broken Bow Indians and Minnick. It's Elm Creek leading Wilcox Hildreth at the half, 33-19. As the ball gets into the paint, kick it back out of the wing, top of the key, three-pointer on the way. Miller, no good. Lemberg got the rebound and scores. Lemberg with his second bucket and fifth rebound. The shot didn't hit the rim, and so even though Gibbon had rebounding position, it came off awkwardly, and Lemberg was right there to clean it up. 35-20. Dorzinski on the post, dribbles out of there. 50 seconds to go before halftime. With this lead, I don't think Gibbon would play for one. Get it over to Milks, trying to direct traffic up to Stroh. Right-hand corner to Dorzinski, trying to get it down on the post. Jared dribbles to the high post, and a blocking foul going to be called there on Grayson Minnick. And that is a one-and-one situation here for the Buffaloes. And checking in again will be Riley Reinertsen, and for Broken Bow, Travis Klebb will come in. That was the second foul on Grayson Minnick. So Dorzinski at the line to shoot his first free throw of the game. 36 seconds to go here in the first half. And it's on the way, good. That'll earn him the bonus. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Score updates and more. We'll preview game two between Kearney Catholic and Minden. And the second free throw on the way, and that is no good. A rebound will be grabbed by Austin Reynolds. Outlet pass to Miller. He'll bring it across the timeline. Jump pass over to Klebb. 25 seconds to go. Miller, high post, back to the basket, over to Jacobson. Jacobson, a couple of dribbles. And they'll kick it back out top. Miller, 15 seconds. Klebb has it again. Miller now a little room to the high post. Tries to throw it to Klebb. It's around him. He lost the basketball. It's turned over. Stroh up ahead to Rivera. His layup is in. And that'll be his first bucket of the basketball game. Broken Bow from 27 feet at the horn. Off the glass and rim and no good. And we are at halftime here at Kearney High in the boys' C-110 sub-district tournament. Semi-final action, the top seed Gibbon leading Broken Bow by a score of 38-20. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web,
not get tangled up in it.
And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where we have reached halftime of our boys' C-110 sub-district basketball semifinal, 38-20 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes leading Broken Bow. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. In our other radio games tonight, at the half on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Donovan Trumbull now leads Blue Hill by a score of 33-23. And down the road at Kearney Catholic in the D19, it is Elm Creek 33 and Wilcox Hildreth 19. That game is also at halftime. Coming up next, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Minden the first meeting of the year. Probably not going to have a sold-out gym like we did for the girls' one-versus-two matchup last week. Minden has been struggling coming down the stretch, and that is the problem coming into this ball game tonight for the Whippets. They have dropped their last six basketball games after beating Ogallala in the first round of the Southwest Conference Tournament. For Kearney Catholic, they're actually on their longest winning streak of the year, and that's three games. They're 12-11, and that's how the season has went. They've beaten Centura, Loop City Arcadia, and Adams Central in their last three games, and they're looking to get another win. Remember, Kearney Catholic and Gibbon both made it to state last year. Kearney Catholic using the wild card after that 21-0 start to the season after Gibbon had won the sub-district final and then went on and beat O'Neill in the championship game of the districts. A lot of games going on tonight around the area. We'll keep you up to date when those are done. The Loomis-Bertrand game will be the first one done. They actually tipped a little earlier tonight over at Lexington. Also, the Class A and B District Boys Basketball Tournament pairings came out today. And in Class A, the format they've been using the last couple of years is the top seven wild cards get to host, and then it's just serpentine in the rest of the way down. Lincoln Southeast, the final team to get a district, and that's who Kearney will play. Lincoln Southeast in Lincoln, Saturday afternoon at 5:15. Norfolk and Lincoln East are also in that tough district. You'll be able to hear that game on ESPN 1460 and 1550 Saturday afternoon. We'll have dual wrestling tournament coverage starting at 8:30 Saturday morning, and it'll be on ESPN all the way up until basketball, and then we'll finish things up Saturday night here on Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, Thursday, the same sub-districts we're covering on our stations tonight will be in the same place with the finals Thursday. Then the girls' district basketball tournaments are coming up on Friday night. Here on Classic Hits, Ravenna will take on Dundee County at North Platte High School. Giltner will play Bertrand at Gibbon. And then Sutton and St. Cecilia will play at Hastings High on 1230 KHAS. The Giltner-Bertrand game on ESPN 1460-1550. Ravenna-Dundee County here on Classic Hits. All tip off Friday at 7 o'clock. Kearney High girls are playing Grand Island tonight. That is going on right now in Bellevue at Bellevue East High School. And a reminder that there is also Class B girls action going on tonight at Grand Island Senior High. And then the Class B brackets for boys also out. The B5 involving our area team, Saturday, Hastings will play Northwest. The winner will get Holdridge, the number one seed. Unfortunately, there are no winning records in that district. Aurora will play Lexington. Also, give you that Grand Island in that Class A district tournament will be on the road. So the Class A for Grand Island, they head to Omaha South Saturday afternoon at 5:30. So I hope that catches you up on all of the games that are coming up here over the next few days and a little wrestling Saturday as well. Halftime, 38-20. Gibbon leads Broken Bow. We'll give you the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers. Four broken bone. Josie Evans has a couple of free throws. They are the only free throws that have been attempted in the basketball game for his 2 points. Marcus Miller has hit a three-point bucket for his total. Austin Reynolds, 4 points and a rebound. Grayson Minnick, 7 points, four rebounds. And Jordan Lemberg, just like he had last night at halftime, 4 points. He also has five rebounds and a blocked shot. Five rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first. No attempts in the second quarter. As far as three-pointers go, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Broken Bow, 2 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Evans and Minnick each have 2. Broken Bow had 9 points at the end of the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, the Indians have 20 points, 10 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block shot. And 5 turnovers. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, Ryan Milks, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen has a game-high 18 points. He's hit 4 threes. He's got 5 rebounds. T.J. Rivera, 2 points. Garrett Stroh, 10 points. Dakota Kenton, 1 rebound. Jared Dorzinski, 3 points and a rebound. And Brian Zimmer, 3 points and 1 rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, just 3 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter and 3 of 4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first and 1 of 3 in the second. All the makes tonight so far coming from Reinertsen. Turnovers, 2 in the first, just 1 in the second. Foul situation, Dakota Kenton, the only player with 2. 22 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, Gibbon has 36 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. They are 4 of 8. From three-point land, and 3 turnovers. At the half, Gibbon 38. Let's readjust that. 38 and Broken Bow 20. What other halftime score? Ravenna all over Stapleton, McPherson County. And that score at the half is 52-12. Again, Donovan Trumbull leads Blue Hill 33-23, and Elm Creek leads Wilcox-Hildreth 33-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High, where the second half is ready to begin as Garrett Stroh brings it into the front court for Gibbon, leading it 38-20, the original 5 starters. Milks, Reinertsen, Stroh, Kenton, and Dorzinski in there. Stroh takes it back from Kenton, brings it to the right elbow. His defender falls down, so he pulls up from 15, puts it up a little too strong, and Jordan Lemberg will grab his sixth rebound here for the Indians. That's a game high. Gets it to Minnick. Broken Bow's going to need a quick start here to the third quarter, and instead the pass is tipped away. The steal is made up ahead to Reinertsen. He'll take it in and lay it up for his 20th point of the basketball game. And it's 40-20. The score doubled up here by Gibbon. 20-point lead. Should be enough for Gibbon. Another steal made by Reinertsen. Reinertsen to the other end. He'll wait for the defender to go by and lay it up and in. Two turnovers, two buckets. And a timeout going to be called by Broken Bow. That's got to be frustrating for the Indians. Two possessions, two turnovers, and they're going to be burning a timeout, leaving two remaining. With 7:05 to go in the third quarter of play, Gibbon 42, Broken Bow 20. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And out of the Broken Bow timeout, we're back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Broken Bow tried to tip it inside to Lemberg. It's deflected out to Evans. He'll try the three-pointer, which is no good. And Dorzinski will come out of there with the Gibbon Buffalo rebound. Doesn't want to run it. He'll slow it down and get it to Stroh. Stroh will get it to center court now, backing it up to Reinertsen, and they'll get into their half-court offense. Very disciplined. Little weave up top. There's the back cut. Reinertsen and missed the layup on a nice bounce pass by Stroh. And the rebound brought down by Lemberg. He'll immediately kick it out of the wing to Miller. Miller to the high post. Lemberg kicks it out. Here's Minnick for the three. It's good. Nothing but net. Grayson Minnick with his second three-pointer of the ball game. He leads the Indians now with 10, but they only have 23 as Reinertsen kicks it to Dorzinski. Fakes the three. Couple of dribbles. Reinertsen comes back out in the corner to take it. Dribbles out to the wing. Stroh in the paint. Turns around from nine. He'll lay it up and score. Boy, that bounced around the rim about four times there, and a dozen points for Garrett Stroh. 44-23 Gibbon, 6 minutes to go, third quarter of play. Gibbon had 22 in the first, 16 in the second, and they've already put up six here early in the third. And off balance, Reynolds has to throw it up, and it's no good. Ball will be grabbed by Dorzinski. Gets it up to Reinertsen. Reinertsen on Lemberg. Thought about the long-range jumper instead. Milks is open inside. Turnaround jumper off the mark. No good. Ball comes out to Marcus Miller. Miller will push it up the floor. Stop at the double team. Reverse it to Reynolds. Now over to Evans. Evans will dribble it back out. 28-foot line right side. Now to the left wing. Miller down to the baseline. They'll get it to Lemberg. Double team. The jump pass. Knocked away Milks. It goes out of bounds to Gibbon. Broken Bow's third turnover here in the first 2:45. And Noah Gary is going to come in and give Reynolds a breather. Broken Bow only had five total turnovers in the first half. Milks got Stroh posted up. They get a good lob to him, and Garrett scores again. So everybody getting into the act, and another timeout going to be called here by Broken Bow. Coach Ryan Watovic says there's no need to save him. 5:05 to go in the third quarter of play. 46-23 given. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help you. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Here's a three-pointer by Grayson Minnick out of the timeout to get some offense going again here for the Indians. He's got 13 points and another three up. And good by Riley Reinertsen to answer it right back. Reinertsen with his fifth three of the night after missing a couple of early ones. He's on fire. Now Miller's jumper from 15 is short. Lemberg grabs the rebound, and he'll lay it up and in. 49-28. Gibbon not afraid to press it up the floor here offensively. Looking for the high screen. Throws it back out. Kenton to Reinertsen. Bounce pass to Stroh on the block right side. Kicks it back out to Milks. Over to Kenton outside the arc. Back out Milks. Kenton. Three on the way and good. No, his toes on the line. It's a two-pointer, but nonetheless, Dakota Kenton knocks it down. And that'll make it 51-28 as the ball is stolen away. Reinertsen. Reinertsen to the other end. And a foul going to be called. Two shots coming. Foul is on Grayson Minnick. His third. And at the line will be Riley Reinertsen after the ninth broken bow turnover. Reinertsen, 2 of 2 at the line. He had 11 in the first, 7 in the second. He's got 7 more here in the third. Make it 8 as that one's good. 26 points for Reinertsen. Coming in for broken bow, Josh Jacobson. Miller will check out. Second free throw now for Reinertsen. On the way, and it's good. So broken bow coming in had to feel like, hey, you know what, we got a chance. We won last night. We've beaten this team before, but they are not getting it to go. Minnick for three. Got another one. Three straight threes for Grayson Minnick. Trying to find a way to stay in this basketball game, but down by 22, and Reinertsen dribbled it off his foot as he attacks the hoop down the right side of the lane, and it'll fly out of bounds. Just the fourth Gibbon turnover. As T.J. Rivera will come in for Ryan Milks. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Gibbon 53 and Broken Bow 31. Broken Bow would have preferred a lower scoring game, even though the first time was 61-53. That would have been a little high for their Indian average this year. Evans up top. Minnick tries another three, but that one from a little deeper goes off the heel over the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll belong to Gibbon. Broken Bow not going to be able to put pressure on. It just wouldn't work for him. Guard play for Gibbon a little too good. And Reinertsen will bring the ball up the floor. Riley shouting out instructions to get the ball to T.J. Rivera. Rivera back up top. Kenton swing it over to Dorzynski. Off the high pick and roll. Dorzynski sees the seam. Drives in. No good. Rebound tip to Kenton. Puts it back up and in. Dakota Kenton with his second bucket, and it's 55-31. Gibbon on top. They'll advance on to play Kearney Catholic or Minden Thursday night at 7 here at Kearney on Classic Hits. Jacobson in the right-hand corner needs some help, tries to dribble through the double team, lost the handle, picked up by Stroh. Then Gareth has it knocked away from behind, loose, and a timeout by Gibbon on the floor to save the possession. That'll be their second timeout of the game. 2:32 to go in the third quarter of play. It's all Gibbon, 55-31 over Broken Bow. This time out brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we have 2.5 to go in the third quarter, and Gibbon is shooting the ball pretty darn well tonight. They're up 55-31 over Broken Bow. And it's their ball, Dorzynski, up to Rivera. Reinertsen takes it over on the left side of the key. Out to Stroh. Back over on the weak side, Rivera. Nobody's posted up, so TJ will dribble it out between the circles to Dorzynski, to Stroh. Good patient ball movement here by Gibbon. Usually ends up Getting a good shot. Now down to Stroh. They double him. He goes up. Ball knocked away. It ends up in Canton's hands. He'll fire it underneath, and Rivera is fouled. TJ will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Kenton with the unselfish play. Fouls on Evans. That's his third and the second team foul of the half. So TJ now to put up the first of two free throws for Gibbon. And it's on the way. Good. Coming in for Gibbon will be Milks and Corbin Hines. And Dorzinski and Reinertsen will get a breather. Right now, Riley Reinertsen with 27 points in the ballgame. A lot of really neat articles here over the last week written on Riley. Check them out in our local papers. Kearney, Omaha, and the like. TJ Rivera hits the second free throw, and at the other end, a quick three by Miller is no good. Rebound brought down, and Rivera will bring the ball up the floor. I think Kenton grabbed that one and threw it out to TJ. Over to Stroh. He gives a good ball fake, tries by his defender, and Gareth with six in the quarter and 16 in the game. 59-31 Gibbon. A no-doubter here tonight for the Buffaloes. Evans gets it down low. Lemberg trying to make room on the left block. Does and scores. 8 points now for Jordan Lemberg, who is playing his final game for Broken Bow. At the other end, Stroh, the runner, a little off balance, no good. Had a foul called on Gibbon trying to grab the rebound, and that's going to go on Dakota Kenton. That'll be his third and the first foul of the half of the Gibbon Buffaloes, and they're going to go a little deeper on the bench now. Here comes Victor Rodriguez, and also checking in, Brian Zimmer. Anytime you can get your athletes a little extra rest in the postseason, you try to do it, and that's what Coach Paul Reinertsen is doing right here. 1:15 to go, third quarter, 59-33, Gibbon leading Broken Bow. The Indians with it, Miller swings it over to Minnick. Minnick tries another three. It is no good. That time the rebound grabbed off the front of the rim by Ryan Milks. Milks up ahead. Hines goes all the way. Then on his scoop shot, he hits the bottom of the rim. The ball's deflected, and he grabs it while standing out of bounds. There was nothing really Hines could do. No reason to dive out of the way. It wouldn't have made any difference, and Broken Bow will get possession. Miller into the front court, right side against the zone. To Minnick, to Miller, long three off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down again by the Buffaloes. Corbin Hines gets it down the floor. Here's Rivera for the long three. That's a high archer that's no good. And the ball comes down to Grayson Minnick, his fifth board. Minnick trying to go coast to coast. Cut off, kicks it out for a 15-footer. Austin Reynolds, no good. Ball goes back into Reynolds' hands. He saves it and kicks it back out. Minnick for three, partially blocked in there by Ryan Milks. Still picked up by Broken Bow. Miller into the paint, over his big fella, and count it. Brian Zimmer standing there with his hands in the air, but that's where the foul will be. The first on Brian Zimmer, and a three-point play opportunity here for Marcus Miller. Just the second bucket of the game for Miller. And the free throw is up and in. 6 points now for Miller. And it's 59-36 with 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. TJ Rivera looking for the screen from Rodriguez. Kicks it over to Melks. Back to Rivera. 4 seconds. Passes to the right side. Hines, an off-balance three. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play, and it's all given. Buffaloes 59, Broken Bow 36. This is the C-110 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High School. We go to the fourth quarter of play, and it is 59-36. Gibbon leading the Broken Bow Indians, who will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. And on the right baseline, the jumper spins around the rim, no good by Miller. Reinertsen grabbed the rebound and then caught up in traffic there. Jordan Lemberg fell on top of him. He'll be called for his second personal foul. Give you a rundown of some of the updated stats going into this fourth quarter of play. Grayson Minnick put some points on the board with three threes in that quarter. He's got 16 to lead the way, eight for Lemberg for Broken Bow. Riley Reinertsen with 27. Garrett Stroh with 16 for Gibbon. Leading at 59-36. Going into that weave, Stroh pulls up from 17. It's short. Rebound deflected into the hands of Reinertsen, his seventh. And Reinertsen will dribble it back to the top of the circle. Give it to Stroh. Leaner at the high post. Out to Dorzinski for the three. That's going to come up short. Ball comes out long, and Garrett Stroh, offensive rebound. A foul will be called here on Broken Bow. It's going to go on Grayson Minnick, and that is his fourth. It is the fourth foul of the half. A lot of seniors for Broken Bow that are out there right now. They don't want to see it in yet. They get it into Reinertsen, at least not by fouls. Reinertsen over the double team. Elevates, no good. Stroh once, no. Second chance, no. Rebound brought down by Jordan Lemberg. First one was a little too light. The second one was a little too strong for Stroh. Minnick guarded by Reinertsen, uses a screen, comes to the high post, swings it over to the left side. Miller tries to get it down low to Reynolds. Pass deflected out of bounds. Gibbon with just four turnovers, Broken Bow 10. Three-point shooting, Broken Bow 5 of 16, and Gibbon is 5 of 12. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 for the Indians, and 8 of 10 for Gibbon. Broken Bow ball out to Miller for three. It's up and in. Marcus Miller with his second three, and he's got 9 points in the game. 59-39, Gibbon, 6:40 to go. And Riley Reinertsen checks the bench for the call, and Gibbon will get into their offensive flow. Kenton back over to Reinertsen. Riley decides to take the three over Lemberg. That is off the mark. Ball goes out of bounds. And lucky for Dorzinski there, the positioning of a fire extinguisher that doesn't have the fire extinguisher in the glass. Man, he could put his hand right through that thing and about took out a cheerleader. The other end, here's a three on the way by Dalton Schnazzi. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Lemberg, and he's going to be fouled. 10th board for Lemberg, who's 2 points away from another double-double. The foul on Gibbons, Garrett Stroh, his first and the third team foul. And Broken Bow will get it into Lemberg. Comes up top for a three. Evans hits it. Josie Evans hits the three-pointer. 59-42. 17-point game. Gibbon was up by as many as 25. Garrett Stroh just dribbling around, hands it off to Dorzinski. Gibbon wants to keep attacking, so Jared does. Left-handed drive, layup good. 5 points now for Dorzinski. First points of the fourth quarter. Face to Minnick. Minnick's going to go coast-to-coast. He'll score. 18 for Grayson Minnick as he beat somebody back that time for the Buffaloes. Reinertsen trying to do the same. Kicks it out to Melks, to Dorzinski. Baseline open. Beautiful pass to Stroh. Layup good. Dorzinski on the assist. Garrett Stroh with 18. 63-44 Buffaloes. Don't forget Minden and Kearney Catholic coming up next here. 20 minutes after the conclusion of this ball game, which still has 5:20 to go. So we'll be around that 7:40 mark. Right elbow Lemberg. Backs a dribble out to Miller for the three. That one is not going to go. Rebound tipped around, and Stroh will come out of there with it. Right down the middle of the floor. Gareth leaves it off for Reinertsen. Uncovered. The layup is good. 29 for Riley Reinertsen. 65-44. Into the front court with it for the Indians. Miller over to Evans. Dribbles it right back out top to Minnick. On the post, they get it to Lemberg. Even though he's double-teamed, he turns right into it and scores. Lemberg now with 10 points, 10 rebounds in the game. 65-46. And Broken Bow's tired. They're not getting back on defense. And Stroh takes it in and is going to draw the foul. Gareth with a chance to get to 20 points now if he can hit them both. The foul will be on Dalton Schnazzi. his first and the fifth team foul. Garrett Stroh to the line for the first time tonight. 16 points, 4 rebounds. 18 points, 4 rebounds. Puts the left-handed free throw up. No good. Don't forget, when we are done, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. Update, Donovan Trumbull 54, Blue Hill 34. That's at the end of three quarters on the breeze, 94.5, as Stroh hits the second one. And on ESPN 1460, at the end of three, Elm Creek 50 and Wilcox Hildreth 30. Elm Creek really looking like the number one team right now, possibly in D1. They're number one in the World Herald, number two in the Journal Star behind Howells Dodge. At the high post, Lemberg. Broken Bow keeps trying to chip away. Here's Middick, fouled on a three. Both players end up going to the floor. The foul will be on Garrett Stroh, a little late getting over there. And three free throws coming up for Grayson Middick. This will be his first trip to the line. He does have a team-high 18 points. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. 66-47. Probably the greatest postseason comeback I ever saw was right here at Kearney High, Overton and Loup City. Second free throw in a situation just like this. Loup City was down 17 with about 4:15 to go and came back and won it in overtime. Broken Bow missed the third one. Rebound comes down to Kenton. And it's an 18-point game with 4:14 to go. 66-48, Gibbon. But Gibbon is stroking the ball so well. They've got good free throw shooters. Broken Bow would really have to get hot, get about three threes in a minute off a couple of turnovers. Reinertsen off the pick for the three, buries it. 32 for Riley Reinertsen. His sixth three-point bucket tonight. And it is 69-48. At the other end, shot driving up and in. And Schnazzy is going to get the bucket. His first of the basketball game. Broken Bow at least putting up some points here in the second half. That's 30 of them. Reinertsen draws the double team to Kenton. Over to Dorzinski. Drop step. They'll call him for a walk. That is the fifth turnover on Gibbon. As we said in the first quarter, they really know how to take care of the basketball, and they're doing it again here tonight. 69-50 Gibbon as the pass into the paint goes to nobody and it bounces off Ryan Milks, who was looking at his defender, not paying attention to the backside pass. And so they'll take it out underneath to Miller, to Schnazzy, and the pass to Minnick through his hands. He tries to save it off one of the Buffaloes and does. Throws it off Stroh out of bounds. So still Broken Bow basketball. And Minnick will throw it in. Gets it back into the hands of Josie Evans. Backs it out. Still mainly the starters in there. Schnazzy again trying to get it into the lane. The ball deflected. Evans runs it down to the right corner. Drives in for a 12-footer. The floater no good. Rebound grab by Kenton. Fifth rebound for Dakota. Gives it to Stroh. Over to Reinertsen. He'll walk the ball across the timeline. 2:45 remaining. 69-50 Gibbon. Gives it over on the right wing, and as they try to get it to Stroh, a foul will be called on Grayson Minnick. He's fouled out of the game. Grayson Minnick has just played his final second for the Broken Bow Indians, and he had a great night tonight. 20 points, 5 rebounds, but Minnick will end his career fouling out with 2:40 to go in a basketball game. Gibbon is no stranger to scoring 70 points. They've done it in two of their last three. And as Gibbon throws it in underneath, they find Reinertsen backdoor again. This time he's fouled hard enough that he had no chance. He'll get two free throws. Foul was called on Jordan Lemberg, his third. First of two free throws for Reinertsen is good. Very balanced tonight for Reinertsen. He's had between 7 and 11 points in every quarter. And that is point number 70. Second one, though, no good. Rebound comes out to Josie Evans. Outlet pass into the right corner, Miller. Miller tries the baseline, knocked away, out of bounds, off Gibbon. Here comes Corbin Hines in. And that'll probably be it for Riley Reinertsen tonight. He'll finish with 33 points, 7 rebounds in the game. Got off to a quick start with 11 in the first quarter and gave Gibbon a double-digit lead after one that they would never relinquish. Here's Josh Jacobson for Broken Bow up to Evans. Over to Miller. Into the corner, Schnazzi. Back out to the left wing, Evans. Up top, Miller for the three. Got it. Third three of the quarter. Marcus Miller, second of the quarter for him. He's got 12. And that'll make it 70-53. Given by 17 with 2:05 to go. Milks gets it over to Hines. Up top to Stroh. Back to Milks, just trying to play some keep away. Run that weave, look for a back cutter. Broken Bow's getting ready to clear the bench on their next dead ball. And I think Gibbon will start to do the same. Evans went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Hines will go up top to Stroh. Left-hand corner to Milks. Minute 40 to go. Up top, Rivera. And Gibbon might call timeout here to get the players in. Let's see. Coach Reinertsen standing right next to one of the officials. And a foul finally. Broken Bow says that's enough. All foul. It's going to be called on Marcus Miller, one of the seniors on this ball club. And a timeout has been called by Gibbon with a minute 30 to go in the contest. We'll have some fresh faces out there when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Kearney, it is 70-53, Gibbon leading Broken Bow.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with a minute 30 to go in the basketball game. Gibbon 70 and Broken Bow 53. At the line to shoot the 1-1 will be TJ Rivera. Free throw good. He's 3 for 3 at the line, now has 5 points. 71-53. Hines is in there. Cesar Alvarado has checked in. Braden Snell and Brian Zimmer. Rivera's second free throw, no good. The ball goes out of bounds off of Gibbon. And Broken Bow will get the basketball. Travis Klebb, Noel Chapin in the game. Noah Gary. Also in there is Dylan Reynolds. And Paul Sanger. Broken Bow swings it over into the left-hand corner. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. 1:14 to go. And trying to check in for Gibbon will be Jacob Paulson. And Rivera will check out. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. And then it is Minden and Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits. Broken Bow with the ball to Noah Gary. Right-hand corner to Reynolds. Dylan drives, goes backside to Klebe. He'll put it up and Klebe will score.
Travis Klebe!
So Travis Klebe with the short little jumper. 71-55, a minute to go at the other end. Here's a drive with a shot, no good. Snell. Offensive rebound brought down by Gibbon. Underneath there was Jacob Paulson. Gives it off to Snell. Braden drives, throws up another one, no good. And the ball will be grabbed here by Dylan Reynolds for Broken Bow. Into the front court, Reynolds. Pass is deflected away and out of bounds it goes. Now checking in for Gibbon is Devin Stroh, a freshman. And Cody Ronfelt will also check in. Broken Bow will say goodbye to Marcus Miller, Dalton Schnazzi, Grayson Minnick, and Jordan Lemberg. 36 seconds to go. Inbound comes to Chapin. Bounce pass out to Klebe at midcourt. Give it to Reynolds. Pass comes back over the top of the zone, and Broken Bow confused. It went between him and out of bounds. It's actually the first turnover I've got for Broken Bow here in the quarter. 26 seconds to go, and the backups all want to get their name in the book. Braden Snell with it. Brings it off the pick. Dribbling. Still dribbling. He wants the shot and then finally lost the basketball. Got it back. Puts it up. Blocked by Sanger. Underneath, the foul will be called as Devin Stroh came up with a loose basketball. And Stroh will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Sanger. With 10 seconds to go. Stroh, a 6'1 freshman. One of two freshmen along with Rivera suited up for varsity. Will hit the free throw. That'll make it 72-55. Burwell beats Twin Loop 55-41 tonight. Elm Creek beats Wilcox Hildreth 60-36. And Devin Stroh now will check in. And Evans. Josie Evans in for Broken Bow. 10 seconds left. Broken Bow with one more chance here to get a shot away. Get it into the front court to Evans. Into the corner they go. Three-pointer by Noah Gary. Off the iron, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds as time expires. And that is your basketball game. The number one seed, Gibbon, advances on to the sub-district final by ousting the number four seed, Broken Bow, and avenging one of their losses from the season, 73-55. Broken Bow will end the season at 10-12. Gibbon will improve to 17-7 and play the winner of the Kearney Catholic Minden game Thursday night at 7 here at Kearney High on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and all the final stats right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, everyone. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all our area athletes and getting you ready for the spring sports season. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports. Here are the final numbers now for Broken Bow. Josie Evans, 5 points, one rebound. Marcus Miller had 12 points and a rebound. Travis Klebb, 2 points. Dalton Schnazzi, 2 points. Dylan Reynolds had a rebound. Austin Reynolds had 4 points, two rebounds. Jordan Lemberg with a double-double tonight, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and a block shot. And the leading scorer for Broken Bow was Grayson Vinnick, 20 points and 5 rebounds. Broken Bow had 10 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, 6 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 6 in the second half. The Indians had 20 points at halftime. They scored 35 points in the second half and finished with 55 points, 20 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 8 of 22 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 11 turnovers. Broken Bow will end their season at 10-12. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. The final numbers now for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They had 8 different players get in the score column. Ryan Milks, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block. TJ Rivera had 5 points. Gareth Stroh, 19 points, 4 rebounds. Corbin Hines had a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Jared Dorzinski, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Devin Stroh, 2 points. Jacob Paulson, a rebound. Brian Zimmer, 3 points and a rebound. And Riley Reinertsen once again leads the Buffaloes with 33 points and 7 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Buffaloes, 4 of 6 in the first half, 9 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. All of the made threes were by Reinertsen tonight. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 2 in the second half. Gibbon had 38 points at halftime. They scored 35 in the second half. And the Buffaloes cruise to victory with 73 points, 25 rebounds, 13 out of 18 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from three-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers as the Buffaloes avenge an earlier loss to Broken Bow and improve to 17-7 with a 73-55 win over the Indians to advance to the sub-district final Thursday night at 7 against the winner of our next game between Minden and Kearney Catholic, which will tip off in just over 20 minutes. We'll be underway at 7:40. We'll be back in about 15 minutes to get you the lineups and get you set for tonight's ball game. Till then, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes from their worldwide headquarters in Ord. A couple of other boys' finals that have come in at this time. Bertrand beat Eustace Farnham 43-42. Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth 58-36. Hitchcock County beat Maywood. And Ravenna was a big winner over Stapleton McPherson County tonight as well. Donovan Trumbull at last check had the lead by 20 over Blue Hill. And we actually, before we get out of here, we're going to get a chance to get a couple of comments from the head coach, Paul Reinertsen, before they take off here and get ready for game two. So we'll bring Coach Reinertsen in before we sign off. And Paul, congratulations on the win. It looks like maybe you shot the ball a little bit better tonight than you did the first meeting with Broken Bow.
Yeah, we did. We couldn't throw it in the ocean from the pier, so to speak, as the old saying goes. But tonight we did shoot much better. I was hoping we would. I thought we would. That's good practice here recently. And our energy level is also another key. We came out a lot of energy on defense and running the floor, and happy to see that.
Did you do something a little different? I mean, it appeared to me from what you, the coaches, had told me beforehand that you brought Riley out and got Lemberg out of the paint there and knew that a one-on-one matchup favored you outside of the paint maybe more than posting him up.
Well we thought a couple things with that. We like Riley in the perimeter against the big guy. Riley's pretty tough to guard out there. But the other thing we thought, too, is, you know, their best rebounder by far is Lemberg. And if we got him away from the basket, we thought our guys have a chance to get some offensive boards and maybe control the paint a little bit. And I think tonight it kind of worked out that way. So we were happy with that.
And you really took care of the ball. I only had you for 5 turnovers.
Well, happy. You know, normally we're a pretty good ball-handling team. These guys have played a lot of basketball, and we're usually a very good pass-and-catch team. And we try to get out and run in transition. And I thought tonight we got some nice transition buckets as well. But, you know, in postseason play, you better handle the basketball because teams are going to come after you. And I thought tonight we did a nice job with that, and I expect us to.
Paul, when you're a number one seed, you like to kind of, besides win the game, you want to get a lot of guys involved. So for the long haul here, everybody feels that they're going to be contributing. And you had 8 guys getting the score column tonight.
Yeah, you know, hey, we were really happy with our bench tonight. I thought, you know, everybody's got a role to play. We talked about be ready and get in there and play your role. And I thought Brian Zimmer was really huge tonight. I really compliment Brian. He came off the bench, and, you know, Dak had a couple fouls there. We needed him to play some significant minutes, and I thought he really did a good job inside. Got some points for us, which were huge. And I thought TJ Corbin, those guys came in and really did a nice job. I thought our bench, that was a key tonight. And, you know, we have confidence in the bench. Those guys can play. They're just not big, a couple of them. So sometimes against certain teams, it's really hard to play them a lot of minutes. But we're very confident when they're on the floor that they can make some shots and handle the basketball.
Well, Kearney Catholic's kind of been your rivalry game. You had another one that went down to the wire in overtime this season. Minden, they need to shake a losing streak to advance on. But just your thoughts about either team that you might face Thursday.
You know, I really don't care who we play, to be honest. Obviously, we probably know a little bit more about Kearney Catholic just since they're a conference school. Every time I think of Minden, I think back here about 5 or 6 years ago, we had that quadruple overtime game. So wouldn't mind reliving that, I guess, as long as we win. you know, it's going to be 2 good teams. And, you know, it's district play. I expect both teams to play hard here tonight. So, you know, whoever we play is fine. You know, each team presents a little bit different personnel a little bit, but we'll tweak a couple things. But in essence right now, you're going to pretty much do the things you've done all year. And so regardless of who we play, so.
All right, Paul, we'll see you Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Paul Reinertsen giving Buffaloes, they get the win, 73-55. Again, we'll take a short break. Be back with Kearney Catholic and Minden right after this on Classic Hits.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.